This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Okay, Joey pals. Shows and Tours is presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. Okay, we're getting another airline. We got AHA, right? Would you get on a plane that flew AHA Airlines? I don't know. Avelo, A-V-E-L-O. You think that's pronounced Avelo, Robert? Avelo Airlines coming to Palm Springs. And they're going to have fares of $29 one way up to Oregon in the Northwest, or one way to Santa Rosa.
Hey, Joey pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season, and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Okay, now here's what's in the treasure chest. Camelot Theaters, you've got free movie over there at the home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. I'm hungry. Let's see. Phantom, you never know what's going to be there. Just go to psculturalcenter.org and pick a movie. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. The website is JT's Diner, palmdesert.com, 674-7600. Okay, new Dan Gore's new Chinese restaurant in the Rimrock Shopping Center. We got to go there.
I would love to.
Yes, Lu Chow's, Palm Springs. Used to be the Golden Dragon, I think. You've got a gift certificate. The phone number is 656-0045. Lu Chow's, L-U-C-H-O-W-S, palmsprings.com. We went there for a tasting opening night. I'm swallowing because the food was amazing. I may keep that. Then Dan's other restaurant, Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Entirely different, of course. Lu Chow's, listen, Robert, they've got an authentic Chinese chef. And they have an authentic American Chinese chef. Because a lot of what we think of as Chinese food,
yes,
it ain't.
It's not.
Chop suey was invented in San Francisco.
Not to say it's not good.
Oh, it's right. You're right. Isn't that the truth, though? So then Dan's other restaurant, you have a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. That's the entertainment center of the Coachella Valley. He has shows almost every night. Wonderful things on the weekend. I love the bitchiest brunch with the drag queens. I get all my makeup tips. And the food is amazing. I may keep that too. I'll take Robert to both restaurants. He can tip. I'll take my gift certificates. Okay. Oscars, palmsprings.com, 325-1188. Mimosa Men, Oscars Cabaret, Bitchiest Brunch. Okay, now enough of movies and dining. Now you've got passes to the Palm Springs Art Museum. It houses 3 floors of extraordinary modern, contemporary, and Western art, as well as food, a world-class bistro. And if you get these passes, if you win them, you can also use them for admission to the Architecture and Design Center. But they all go, let's see. Kathy has 4 children. You have 2 or 3?
2.
2. 4 and 2 is 6. And my 3 is 9. We forgot to ask Sheila. She's got thousands of kids she's helping. We're not going to use her. We'll take the 9th caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 9, I'll mail all those things out to you. And thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 26th year, and we could not have done it without you. Okay. Oh, boy. Look who's in the house. Robert L. Firth from...
The law offices of Robert L. Firth. In Cathedral City, California.
Expert in...
Primarily bankruptcy and estate planning and probate. But I know a little bit about a lot of things.
But I don't know enough about you. I've got all these So I started to say all these songs. Yeah. No, all these questions from Joey Pals. And I had to write so small. Will you make just a couple of comments? Joey Pals, thank you so much. We appreciate this. It means you're listening and you love our Joey Pal guests that we have on. Comment on the House bill protecting the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman.
That's not what the House bill is. The House bill says that it is protecting the sanctity of marriage between any two persons.
I wrote it down wrong. That's me then.
Whether it's man, woman, man, man, woman, and woman.
Oh,
I suppose big difference. I suppose you can't sanctify a marriage between a man and a goat. But
I wrote down House bill protects marriage equality.
Yes,
that's I phrased it wrong. You're right. Okay,
and that is put forth by the Democrats in the House in response to the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Primarily to get the Republicans on the record as to whether or not they support, you know, gay marriage. So to many degrees, it's a political thing that they're doing, but not to be said it shouldn't be done, and we shouldn't have a national bill that says that. That's my personal, you know.
I don't think so either. I like less government.
I do, but I also don't necessarily want states trying to go against gay marriage.
Agreed.
I believe in that. So anyway, but that's what they're trying to do, and it won't pass the Senate. Oh. But the idea is to put Republicans on the record. Do you or do you not support gay marriage?
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Question number two from a Joey Pal that I wrote in mouse print and pencil. Texas suing Biden again over abortion. How can you sue the president of the United States?
Well, you can if you think that the president passed or issued a presidential
directive
that they think violates the Constitution.
I love the Constitution.
But you have to understand that the Attorney General of Texas has been under investigation for bribery and other crimes now for several years. And so he's always trying to deflect that by suing... You know, the president, certainly President Biden for this, that, or the other thing. And before that, you know, they were suing Barack Obama when he was president. So it's pretty much ado about nothing. Again, gotcha. it's just politics as usual.
Do you know, is the Attorney General of the same persuasion as Governor Abbott is?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a Republican.
Okay, so... Sometimes that isn't the case.
That's true.
Lieutenant governors can be other parties and yada, yada, yada. But, okay. Ready?
Yes.
You're doing fine.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. Curtain number three. Why is there no bail in New York City?
There is bail in New York
City. See?
But let me explain what happened, because you shared that question with me, so I thought I'd do a little review and check on it.
Okay.
In 2018... The state of New York passed a law saying that judges could not issue bail except for serious felonies.
In
let's start with what bail is.
Okay, please.
When you are arrested and charged with a crime, bail is to ensure that you show up for trial.
Okay.
And so the judge says, okay, we're going to make you post $30,000, $100,000, whatever it is. And if you don't show up, then that bail is forfeited to the state.
Okay. So it's not whether you're guilty or innocent.
No,
it's just to be certain you show up.
It's to be certain that you show up.
And that's interesting.
And that's what it's supposed to be used for. But the other concern you always have is some of these people who are, you know, charged with a crime, they are repeat offenders, or it's been a very violent crime, and there's a concern that they may continue on, you know, to the general public. So that's one of the reasons that you post bail. Here in California, I mean, bail's given almost all the time, from what I can tell. But in 2018, they passed a law in New York that said that judges could only impose bail in the case of very serious felonies, if it's a misdemeanor, which is a smaller crime, less than
special
a year in jail.
Special things, then.
And nonviolent felonies, no bail. Well, the judges, the prosecutors, and the and the law enforcement people hated that. So they amended the law in 2018, and they added some additional concerns. And there's another one going through there right now to adjust it with the idea, because it's a balancing test between a person's, you know, right to be free, you know, until you're convicted versus protecting society. So, you know, if the person has a propensity towards violent crime or he's a repeat offender, it's like, you know, his fifth time he's been, you know, arrested and charged with robbery or something like that. Then they said, yeah, then the judges can impose bail. And that's what's going on right now. And they're in the middle of reforming it now for the third time. So.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting? We have our medical expert on every Monday. And Dr. Brian Hodgkins has said, please don't read stuff on the internet. And he keeps giving us the truth from the CDC and the World Health and all that. And the same is true with how you clear it up for us.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a different opinion. I like my Joey pals reading the internet and then asking our experts, and we get it cleared up. Okay. Culpability COVID. I guess they're looking to blame. We always talk about Hunan and all these places in China. Is it important that we find someone who's responsible? What are you going to do about that?
I don't know if there's an individual who's responsible, unless you're one of these conspiracy people who believes that there was some lab in China that was
in Wuhan.
Creating this virus, and somehow it got out into the general public, and that's not been proven.
Well, there's probably a germ or a gem of truth there.
Viruses mutate all the time.
Yes.
And they go from one species to another, and they go from being not very, not one that's easy to catch to one that becomes very easy to catch. I mean, the latest version of COVID is extremely easy to catch, but it's also a very mild variant. It's not putting people in the hospital. It's like you got the flu and a bad cough. And it lasts for, you know, a few days to a couple
of
weeks.
You're not going to get on a ventilator or get dead.
No, not what we can see, unless you're somebody who has a very compromised immune system or, you know, or you suffer from COPD or something like that.
There are people who constantly want to blame someone, though.
Yeah.
So I understand why those articles keep popping up.
As William Shakespeare said 500 years ago, the fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves.
That was a Jeopardy question. Okay. Oh, this one. This is all over. If you served for the United States Marine Corps at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, during such and such and such, you drank this water. They pick a different one every month. You had a baby in a month with an R in it.
Well, there's some truth to this
one. Okay. See, that's why he's here.
The water
he's the expert.
Camp Lejeune got contaminated by God knows what. But heavy elements, and it could be from improper disposal of weapons, of whatever.
Oh.
But the well there is definitely, you know, has really high levels of carcinogens. And people who were forced to drink that, who were stationed there, are now coming down with, you know, I mean, what's the same thing that happened with the
Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich, exactly. So, and they have, the feds have passed a law providing funds to help these people. And so that's why all the law firms are now getting there. Hey, if you were at Camp Lejeune, you may be, maybe entitled to some
relief.
Can they
clean up the water, Robert?
Oh, I think they're trying to do that. But, you know, the problem is once it gets in the water table, I mean, you know. So, I mean, I don't know what they're doing to mitigate and clean up the water, but they got to be doing something.
Something.
Yeah.
So that one has some validity.
It has some validity, yeah.
Okay, Joey, but I just love what you know. And you straightened me out on all the mouse print. I can't even read the last one. Long Beach, civil, must have been a lie. Tell us where we can continue the conversation with you and what it is you really do.
Well, you can find me at the law offices of Robert L. Firth, which is on Adelina Road, basically at Date Palm and Vista Chino in Cathedral City.
Right.
My primary area of practice is in consumer bankruptcy and estate planning.
What's consumer bankruptcy?
That's if not a business going broke or being reorganized, but if you are an individual who just has too much debt that you can't pay back for any one of a number of reasons. I find the big ones are either divorce or medical bills or you lost your job.
We should do a show on bankruptcy.
Be happy to do it.
Okay, yeah. Joey Pals, hold your questions for a month.
And then I also do a lot with living trusts and with probate for and helping people
and
plan their estate.
Fascinating. Yeah. Fascinating. Phone number, dear.
760-770-4066.
770-4066.
And the website is firthlaw, firthlaw.com.
I wrote it all down. I love it. We learn so much. Don't you love it? Keep learning.
Oh, yes.
You keep
every day.
Learning. Yes.
That's why they call it the practice of law, because you never quite get it right. You're always learning something new every day. And so do I. So.
Thanks so much for stopping by. Always good to be with Robert Lee.
Lewis.
Lewis. Yeah. I thought Robert E. Lee. Robert Lewis Firth.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, the Joey English Desert Datebook. Here we go. ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And you've got to go to the website right now and check out those 3 separate, what would you call them, tours, I guess. They're all $19.95, including air. One's to Western Europe, one's to the Mediterranean, and the one I'm going to go on to is Abu Dhabi and Qatar and Dubai. And they're all $19.95, including air. ACT-tours.com. Dana Haynes, she's in the mothership. Astrologyworldnews.com. Will be under the sign of Leo until August 22nd. To get your own astrological forecast up to the second minute, hour, day, week, month, and beyond, go to her website, astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you that there is now legislation in place. Restrictions say no sprinkling during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just Fabulous, that darling website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids, pets, books, gifts, candles, and more, and retro pool floats. Lalo Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages, delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley, will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Remember, it's a great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tram. Want you to know they'll be closed for annual maintenance from September 12th through October 9th. But for the rest of August, they're allowing first responders up for nothing and a discount on their accompanying family members. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, says choose from these things. Live music in the VIP lounge, no cover, 2-drink minimum, or Soulful Sundays with Keisha D, or Saturday Summer Sing-Alongs, or Wednesday Life is a Cabaret with Les, or Jazz on the Second Floor, or the Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, or the Movies in the Park at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. Look up all those things and take your pick. PSCulturalCenter.org. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, the Joey English Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.